Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. Got an exciting program scheduled for us today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion, your participation in this program today as we face the issues. We'll be talking about the trucker's blockade. What do you think of it, good, bad, or indifferent? What do you think about what Trudeau's doing to try to stop it? What about the hospitals and the doctors killing patients? We'll talk about that today. Why are they doing it? What is the modus operandi? What is the real purpose? What's the bottom line purpose of them doing that? Are they getting paid? Is it governmental money? Another thing we'll talk about, why is it that we find so many boards of education where they're calling the parents Nazis, and we have the DOJ now calling parents that confront the a board of education, calling them domestic terrorists. Why are they doing that? What's the bottom line? Is it the same source, the same reason, the same rationale that's causing the doctors to kill patients? I say that it is, and we'll look at that nexus and that connectivity. We'll be looking at, ladies and gentlemen, the Clinton revelation. What about the John Durham report? It says that Hillary Clinton did, in fact, originate the Trump illusion, collusion that they claimed that President Trump was responsible for with the Russian connection. It was the Russian-Trump collusion that was taking place, and it was Hillary Clinton, according to the latest reports on the John Durham report about that. What do you think of it? Have you heard about it? Probably not. It's not being discussed at all. You can look at all of the networks across the board, and it's zilch, zero, no seconds, no minutes, and no time given to talk about this explosive new step and what Durham is doing and has been doing for about 3 years now in his investigative report that's piece by piece coming out. Of course, I don't know about you, but I'd rather see it more than sooner than later. But he is methodically putting the puzzle together and piece by piece revealing what is being done. And he's already had several indictments, and I believe more will come. But ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about these issues, we must fasten our eyes on the fundamental foundation of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. The scripture says in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's a challenge for today, that we ought not to put our faith and trust in self, but trust, totally depend upon the Lord with all of our heart. That means a total, absolute surrender to God, and then leaning not on our own understanding, our own philosophies, our own feelings, our own thoughts, but in all of our ways, A-L-L, all of our ways, that is the ways, the paths, the bents, the leanings, the direction that we take, acknowledging God, and he shall direct our paths. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize also in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And we're in that era today when we are mourning as Christians, as conservatives, as people, as citizens, because we have the wicked that's in charge of our nation. And may I conclude, perhaps we could say our nations around the globe today. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. It's the word of God that ought to direct our lives. It's the truth book, the word of God, that ought to give us the direction, the illumination to our pathway and where we're going and what we're doing in society. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. He made that statement in John 8, 31 and 32, and then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he points to John 17, 17 and says, thy word is truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know truth, look at the word. If you want to find truth, look at the word of God. If you want to use a prism by which you can analyze and investigate what is said, whether it's true or not, look at the word of God. Let the word of God be the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway each and every day. It's the truth book. But ladies and gentlemen, the problem that we have, if I can insert this little brief statement, the problem we have in society today is most are not seeking truth. Most do not want to hear truth. Most get angry and upset if you speak truth. It was the secularist George Orwell in his book, his dystopian novel entitled 1984, where Orwell made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're at that juncture today with that nexus being absolutely true. If you speak the truth, you're hated, despised, dissed in society. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to defend the truth today. It's always been necessary and relevant, but I believe today we need to defend the truth more than ever in the history of our nation, as I see it in my lifetime. And I'm still under 100, but I believe that we need to recognize what we see facing us today is everything but truth. What we see taking place in society today is not based on truth. As we watch the physicians killing patients, as we watch the educators destroying the lives, the hearts, and the minds of students in the classroom, as we watch the scramble for freedom and those that will stand for freedom are being squelched, the voice is silenced, and all of social media preventing any information to be transmitted between individual and individuals, we the people have been silenced in America today. Don't know if you've noticed it or not, about 4 out of 10, or it's approaching 5 out of 10, of emails that I try to transmit are redirected or canceled or blocked. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but the CIA, the FBI, all of the apparatus, I call them thugs with badges in America on the federal level, have some apparatus, some approach to watch, to listen to, and trace and track everything that we say and do. Social media has become an arm of the federal government. Every social media apparatus, platform, and outlet, every app that you have, even with your iPhones and others, we are being listened to, we're being monitored, we're being tracked and traced, and the preparation for prosecution and persecution is right on the horizon. I believe that we need to stand for truth, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that that era and that juncture in society, when if we do not do it now, when? If it is not you or me, who will stand for truth in the society in which we're living in? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the homeowner brand La Conda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right here in Jacksonville. But ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work in a family-friendly environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday so that all employees can worship with their families. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Place your application, make your application, place it with Tools for Time, and sit for an interview and see what God does with your application. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a wonderful benchmark. Gigantic 165-foot flagpole flowing Old Glory 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this at the very top of the broadcast today. We're in very dangerous, murky, dark waters as a nation. I believe we're watching the hand of God intervening and bringing about justice and judgment as a result of a nation, the United States of America, turning our backs on God. We've banned the flag. We've banned prayer. We've banned the cross. We've banned the praying in Jesus' name. It's been banned from the halls of Congress. Jesus has been banned from all public arenas and public life on the basis that if you pray in Jesus' name or if there's a Christian cross, it might offend somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, I grew up in the country. I grew up where they had horse shows. It didn't make the donkeys mad because there was a horse show. And may I say that in jest, and at the same time, I believe you understand the application and the nexus and the connectivity of what we see taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the top issues today. We're talking about some of the top issues that I believe integrate with and are closely associated with what we can do as Christians. And if these things continue to progress and we do not stand up and speak up and stand for truth, we'll see our Bill of Rights, our constitutional liberties, absolutely eviscerated. We'll see the foundations destroyed. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, if we do not have a biblical foundation, if we do not have the foundation in the Scripture, if we do not have the foundation in the Constitution and our Bill of Rights, then we, as Christians, we will have destroyed, we will have watched the evisceration of our liberties and our freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the right to keep and bear arms, the top two of our Bill of Rights. If we see those two gone, if we see them abridged or eviscerated or in some way modified, we will have destroyed the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, and your discussion today. I'm looking at an article that says, Trudeau declares national emergency to quell trucker protest. That's called national emergency. Literally, it's what we would call in America the instituting martial law. And under martial law, or what they call a national emergency, which is the same as martial law in America, it allows the federal government to rule, the federal government to take total control, to control your bank accounts, to control whether you can buy gasoline or not, to control whether you can go out on the street corner and speak or not, to control all your movement and all your action. This article is dated February the 14th. For the first time since his father did it a half century ago, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has declared a national emergency, invoking extraordinary powers as the trucker-led protest against COVID-19 vaccine mandates continue for its 18th day. Quote, it's now clear that there are serious challenges to law enforcement's ability to effectively enforce the law, Trudeau said in a news conference Monday afternoon in Ottawa. Invoking the act gives the federal government, among other things, the right to ban all public assembly, seize property, restore order, according to the Canadian news report. Meanwhile, Canada's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance announced Monday that the federal government is targeting the crowdfunding of truckers leading the protest through terror finance laws. Quote, we're broadening the scope of Canada's anti-money laundering and terrorist financing rules so that they cover crowdfunding platforms and the payment services providers they use, Freeland said in a televised announcement. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a four-page article, but that's the essence of the article. Canada is now under martial law. And ladies and gentlemen, they're waiting in America for the very same thing to take place. They're waiting in America. The Biden administration and the scabs from the Barack Hussein Obama administration are now biding time and waiting. They're pushing the buttons, waiting until some fiasco takes place in America that they'll be able to declare martial law. Have you watched the video that's at one time was online, may have been taken down now, where 18-wheeler flatbeds were coming into the lawn of the White House, trenches that had already been dug, and they're putting a concrete wall, poured, formed concrete panels being put in place around the White House. Why are they doing that? It's not been on any news reel. It's not been on CBS, ABC, NBC. Not been on MSNBC. You've not found it or seen it on the Communist Network News. Ladies and gentlemen, why is it so quiet? Why is it sequestered? Why is it not being promulgated by the news, letting us know? Because it is a preparation for what they know, they referring to the Biden administration, what they know is going to eventually take place in America. They're waiting for that day that they can declare martial law. In doing so, they can cancel all liberties. They can seize all funds. They can stop all travel. They can cause to cease and desist any communication by telephone, telegraph, or telewoman, as I've called it down through the years. They'll cause all communication between every human being in America to cease. They're doing that in Canada today, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching it take place. They've declared martial law in an attempt to squelch the people. And if you watched any of the news reels on Fox or online, there's not any insurrection. There's not any horrible things taking place. Those that are demonstrating are doing it peacefully. They're singing and dancing in the street. They're having basically block parties in the street. Where they do cookouts and share and communicate. They've got gigantic signs there waving in there, freedom, freedom, freedom. The people of Canada just simply wanting to be free, just like we in America should be applauding what they're doing. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful these truckers have the backbone, the tenacity, the spine to stand up for what they believe in and the freedom that they cherish. We need to see that in America today. We need to see spines and backbones grown in pulpits where pastors will take a stand and preach the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, but also using the full biblical truth, preaching the whole truth of the whole gospel of the whole word of God and its application as to see what's taking place in our nation today. Too many pastors have hidden under the bed and in the closet too long. Too many pastors have bowed to the whims and the wishes of the federal government to shut the churches down as being non-essential. As a result of that, we're watching the great apostasy take place. We're watching the great delusion that's permeating society, where today the pop-up churches with the pop-up preachers with the pop-up theology simply are appeasing the outside world rather than preaching the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ that will reach the large numbers with the truth of the gospel and change society. We need our society changed, and the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only way, ladies and gentlemen, that can possibly be done. But, ladies and gentlemen, why should we be surprised at what's taking place today in America, in Canada, and around the world? Why should it surprise us? The Bible is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, that in the last days perilous times shall come. That word perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating, dire, and we're watching that take place. Not perilous times shall come, if I can be so bold as to simply modify that quickly. Perilous times have come. They're here today. We're watching the evisceration of everything that's called truth. We're watching the prosecution and persecution of Christians and conservatives. We're watching, just as in Isaiah 5 verse 20 says, they'll come when right will be wrong and wrong will be right. We're watching that take place today. But why should we be surprised, ladies and gentlemen? Biden and his Marxist administration is now doing the same thing that we see taking place in Canada. We're finding, ladies and gentlemen, in America today, we're finding the DOJ now calling parents who stand before school boards, they're being called terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, they're being now also called Nazis. Here's an article that says, government officials who compared parents to Nazis take drastic action. Dated February the 13th, a county commissioner in Wyoming who compared parents insisting that the local library remove pornographic books from the shelves available to the children are simply Nazis and they must quit. A pro-family organization that works on strategic campaigns around the nation that is reporting the departure from the Campbell County Commission of Daniel Reardon, R-E-A-D-O-N. He was denounced as staring at parents and comparing them to Nazis during a meeting last year when parents adamantly objected to what they considered pornographic in the public libraries, the school libraries. The library board, run by leftists, refused to address the issue, and the five-member county commission, which supervised the library board, was stacked 3-2 against doing anything, according to the report. One county commissioner, Daniel Reardon, was particularly hostile to the idea of shielding children from obscenity and the LGBTQ pornography, the report said. On July the 13th, Reardon sent an email to a constituent smearing the parents who had objected to a transgender performing for young children at the library. He wrote, "It is sad, a sad state of affairs where we regress back to Matthew Shepard days because of ignorance of hate. When this became public, parents were livid. Then at a commissioner meeting, the commissioner lost it. He said the commission was there to support the library books selection, and the censoring of LGBT books was like censoring books on religion." That's the commissioner's statement. He said the parents need to stop talking about censoring, taking books out, burning books, going back to the days of the Nazis, calling the parents Nazis simply because they were challenging it. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a deeper issue that we must recognize. We need to realize why all of this is taking place. Our educational system is in a quagmire. From the kindergarten through high school and up through the colleges and university system. And it's because, listen, this is the nexus. This is where we're going. The nexus between what is happening with the truckers and the blockade because of COVID, the nexus between COVID, the forced jabs, and the forced mask mandate, the forced lockdowns, et cetera, that is still taking place in parts of the world around the nation today. The nexus with all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is government money in America. It is the government, the federal government, paying for all of these things to take place. And now I have absolute evidence that will validate what I'm saying. Why do you think doctors are killing patients? Because of government pay. Why do you think school boards are glassy-eyed looking at the parents, refusing to listen to them and doing anything about the educational lack of education, but pushing the COVID shots, pushing the vaccination, and pushing everything that CDC says? Why do you think they're doing that? Ladies and gentlemen, it's the M-O-N-E-Y connection. Our universities are filled with the pushing porn and pushing everything that is antithetical to education and anything that's antithetical and everything that's antithetical to morals and ethics and values. And it's because of the federal dollars that's going. By the way, the U.S. Department of Education started, I believe, it was 1972. It started under the wonderful leadership of Jimmy Carter. And the best thing could happen is to shut down the U.S. Department of Education, defund the U.S. Department of Education, fund the police departments across the nation to the hilt, and defund the Department of Education. Right now across America, ladies and gentlemen, parents are wise if they pull their children out of the public educational slop pen, if I can use a country boy term, pull them out of the garbage container and put them in private schools, Christian schools, anything but public educational system, because it's brainwashing the child's mind, destroying the future of the child. In fact, we're about the lowest when it comes on a global basis. We're about the lowest when it comes to reading, writing, and arithmetic, the fundamentals of academics in our schools. We're about the lowest of all nations because our focus is not on education. I'm looking at articles, university host, Wheel of Fornication and Genteel Diversity Gallery. Tulane University is hosting more than 20 sex-themed events throughout the week of Valentine's Day, according to the school's website. They include, and I won't even go into the details on the air of what they include in that fornication week, as it is called. Ladies and gentlemen, it is debauchery. It is absolutely destroying the morals and the ethics and the values and the fundamental foundation of our nation and the minds of those that are put in these institutions. Again, I say, parents, if you're listening, grandparents, if you're listening, take your child, take your grandchild out of a public educational system, homeschool them, put them in private school, put them in Christian school, even if you have to live on bread and water each day in order to fund the tuition to do so, your child's life, future, and education and values and morals are more valuable than what you might have as a second or third car, the motorhome, or the beach home. It is more important than any of those items, ladies and gentlemen. Yet we find in our great nation today a moral declension as a result of what is taking place with our educational system. It's bad enough to see the educational system plummet, ladies and gentlemen. It's horrible to watch what is happening with the forced mandates for the lockdowns that many are still under in America. You go to Oregon, you go to Washington State, you go to parts of Colorado and California, New York. Many of these now have the COVID pass that it's papers, please, before you go to a restaurant. It's papers, please. You've got to prove that you have the qualifications, i.e. a COVID pass to go into a restaurant, a place of business, or in any public arena. Because of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're being controlled by the Socialist Marxist Communist Party. And there's a motive for that. There's a modus operandi behind that. It is called M-O-N-E-Y. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. The telephone call goes directly through the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and your discussion on this. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. When it comes to the school boards in America, perhaps you've asked the question, as I postulated a moment ago, why are the school board members forcing parents to submit and to surrender the health and the education of their children to what the school board absolutely, absolutely requires for them to do? Ladies and gentlemen, the reason the school boards are arrogant, the reason the school boards are fighting the parents, the reason the school boards are calling parents Nazis, the reason the school boards, if they're being confronted now, Merrick Garland with the DOJ, the Attorney General, is now saying that you're a domestic terrorist. Now, what is causing this? What is causing this phenomenon? Ladies and gentlemen, it's because of COVID cash. Hear me, COVID cash. That's my term. It's where billions of dollars are being doled out across America to the school districts. And by the way, this same applies now to the hospitals, the doctors, the medical doctor's offices, any health care facilities, any facilities that takes care of any patient that is Medicare or Medicaid. They're all linked by that nexus that it's a federal control, and it's a federal control based on what you do or what you do not do, and total submission and total obedience to the CDC. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. I just read an article this morning that there's, and it was put on by a lady coming out of Tennessee that had done the investigatory work on this, and it's on Rumble, if you want to pull up Rumble and go to it and find the article, ladies and gentlemen. But $200 billion, not $200 million, $200 billion distributed to the school boards across the United States of America. $200 billion, and they must send a report every 6 months to the federal government under the CARES Act that provides the COVID funds for the school boards across the United States. And that report must show that they're still requiring COVID masks, they're requiring the social distances, and they're still pushing the shots, the COVID jabs, for the students. Now, that number, again, is $200 billion for schools to force the children to mask up, to social distance, to get the COVID shots. Every school district, ladies and gentlemen, must submit plans to the federal government every 6 months to prove that they're enforcing the inhumane, barbaric regimen on the students. Now, that gives the answer if you wondered why the school boards are doing that. Right here in the state of Florida, our school boards are taking federal dollars. And what is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, those federal dollars are being used by the federal government to control everything from kindergarten through high school, and not only controlling our academics and our educational system and the destruction thereof by using the plan of the COVID cash, as I call it, to control us, but it's also in the medical agencies, ladies and gentlemen. Every doctor's office that treats any patient that is coming out of Medicare and Medicaid, they must submit and surrender to the control of the federal government. We're going to talk about that on the balance of this broadcast today, but ladies and gentlemen, right now, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.